Chapter 5, Law of Fruit. When you accept Christ in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, which now speaks through you, saying, "Don't do wrong anymore." The indwelling Spirit creates something very wonderful. The Spirit's job is to make your actions identical like Jesus. This will reflect in your heart the works of Christ as the Spirit brings forth characteristics of Christ. Fruit comes from a tree with roots in the soil, absorbing moisture, receiving nutrition, receiving the sun, air, nitrogen in the air, and rain. This process of time is making it little by little grow. There is a process of time for the seed, when planted and watered, will begin to spring open. The tree will then, over another period of time, begin to blossom. Then there is a final time in which fruit will grow until it is ripe. This living tree is taking a great process of time to develop. The tree never desires to look for more fruit, performing certain rituals, only focusing on the process of time which will bring life within them. The new covenant allows the Holy Ghost to descend and remain with the believer. Before, with the Old Testament, the Spirit would never remain, but only descend for a short while, then ascend back to heaven. This is what happened to Saul in the book of 1 Samuel. "And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him." 1 Samuel 10, verse 10, 16, verse 14. David understood the gift of the Holy Spirit. "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Psalms 51, verse 11. The new covenant allows the Holy Ghost to descend and remain with the believer. "And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." John 1, verse 33. As we discussed earlier in chapter 4, this is how John the Baptist knew Christ was the Messiah.